Welcome to Hearts Alive, a lectionary-based Sunday school curriculum bringing all hearts to Jesus. This week's Bible background is for Year C, Winter, Week 11. Our Call, Disciples, Luke 5:1-11. The Big Idea. When we accept the call of Jesus to follow him, we begin a great adventure. Our memory verse is from Luke 6:13. When morning came, Jesus called for his disciples to come to him. He chose 12 of them and made them apostles. Luke 6:13. Today's scripture story appears 3 times in the Gospels, in Matthew 4, Mark 1, and Luke 5. The context of all 3 passages makes it clear that Jesus is in Galilee and has just started his public ministry. Right from the start, Jesus is on his feet, walking from place to place. He is choosing to live as an itinerant teacher and miracle worker. At some point early on, Jesus nears the city of Capernaum, the hometown of 2 sets of brothers, Peter and Andrew, and James and John. All 4 were fishermen who cast nets into the sea from boats, like many fishermen still do today. Gospel writers Matthew and Mark both recorded the call of Jesus for Peter and Andrew to come, follow him, and become fishers of people. They also record the subsequent call of Jesus for their friends, James and John, to do the same. The emphasis clearly is on Jesus' call and the positive responses of the first 4 disciples. Luke's account is longer, much more vivid, and helps us better understand Jesus' call and the men's responses. Peter and a few other men fish all night but catch nothing. Jesus appears the next morning and instructs them to try again. When they do, they almost immediately catch so many fish that it is considered miraculous. In Luke's account, Peter admits his sinfulness and urges Jesus to get away from him. Jesus reassures him and calls Peter and his friends to become disciples. Jesus. There is a counterpart to Luke's story following Jesus' resurrection. In John 2:1-14, Jesus appears on the shore and urges the discouraged fishermen to cast their nets to the other side. Again, they bring in a miraculous catch. This time, Peter's love for Jesus compels him to jump overboard and swim ashore to the resurrected Lord as quickly as possible. In this bookend story, Jesus now calls the men to continue to live as his disciples for the rest of their lives, even if it means martyrdom. The Church and the World. In many ways, the call of the first disciples echoes our call to be Jesus' disciples today. It starts with Jesus preaching the Word of God and performing miracles. It continues with Jesus calling various individuals at various times to come and follow him, to become fishers of people. It also continues with Jesus allowing, inviting, and honoring women to come follow him and join his traveling team. See, for example, Luke 8:2. Jesus' mission climaxes with his crucifixion, death, burial, and resurrection. After his resurrection, he appears to hundreds of disciples. He gives the Great Commission right before he ascends back to heaven, thus calling his disciples to multiply themselves. This call culminates with Pentecost and the birth of the church a few days later. Peter's evangelistic call in Acts 2 pierces our heart and we believe, repent of our sins, accept God's gift of salvation, and commit to following Jesus for the rest of our life. As adults, it is all too common for us to turn the joy of receiving this greatest gift into a life of obligation, not joy. If that's the case, ask God to restore the joy of your salvation. And let's invite the children to say yes to Jesus' call for them to become his disciples and to begin life's greatest adventure.
For more information on our children's and adult curriculums, go to BibleStudyMedia.com.